Morning, my name is Todd Stelzel and I'm a candidate for state superintendent. And along the campaign trail, I've been telling people that I haven't been packing for a picnic, but rather over my 20 years, I've been gearing up for an expedition. I bring several experiences to the table as a candidate. Having been in the ditch for 20 years, certainly there are many. There are some things that need fixing, in my opinion. And this is why I run, because after 20 years, I am to the point where I can barely take it anymore. Some of the things that I believe need fixing are these things. The way we fund public education. It seems to me, when the money belt gets tight, the first thing that gets slashed are student programs, budgets needed for supplies, tools, materials, equipment. Of course, when that happens, students are shortchanged the necessary skills to go out and get a job, whether it be an entry-level position or to move on to a tech school or a four-year university. As we all know, expenditures have exceeded revenue growth, and I am of the opinion over the last 5 years we have made just about as many cuts as we possibly could have in our small little rural school district of Wisconsin Heights, where I've been teaching for 12 years, and I think we may need to generate a little bit more revenue. Earlier this morning, I offered to Mr. Underheim a couple of ideas that I would certainly suggest to state superintendent. One, I'd like to see an amendment to the Constitution permitting toll booths, and we talked about this, and I believe that while we disagree slightly on that concept, that there's a will, there's a way in order to generate a little extra revenue. I do not want to burden the residents of Wisconsin with any new taxes or an increase in taxes. Rather, I'd like to see the non-resident pay a little bit more, let's say, in property tax. There's a lot of non-residents who own vacation property, and I'm of the opinion that if they can enjoy some of the resources that we help pay through our state tax dollars, I would think that they could also pay a little bit more. I'm not talking about gouging and raking them, but rather just a slight increase, because I do believe that other states benefit from the education of Wisconsin students since they go over there and work. I have a couple of problems with No Child Left Behind. I think it is extremely unfair. Of course, as state superintendent, I cannot change this federal act. Rather, I will serve as a spokesperson, and I will be assertive and aggressive with this topic, because I do not think a school's report card grade should include those scores from the special education population. Because as a teacher, over 20 years, I've dealt with regular ed students and special ed students in two different worlds. And when you evaluate a special education student, we're looking for adequate progress rather than just that one sole test score.